1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you." Today, as we begin our time of prayer, place your palms face down and cast your cares on God. When you're ready, turn your palms upward and receive God's care for you. As you listen to this first reading of the scripture text, ask for the Holy Spirit to bring it to life for you, as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Just receive. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 29. Listen to God's word. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" As you listen to the scripture text a second time, is there a word or phrase that comes into bold print for you? Something that speaks more loudly than the rest? Don't worry about figuring out the reasons why. Just be open to receiving whatever emerges for you. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it? Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Offer to God whatever you're noticing as you ponder a word or phrase from the text. How has the Spirit brought this scripture to life for you? How are you being called to respond? Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Rest now in the presence of the one who knows you and loves you. Use the language of silence for this time of communion. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.